KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Straight ahead on KOMO.
I'm Ryan Harris with the worry that new COVID variants could add to already rapidly growing virus transmission.
Despite promises, there is no extra vaccine on the way from the federal government. I'm Charlie Harger with the story.
First, an update from ABC News. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal authorities warning police nationwide extremists are planning more violence leading up to Inauguration Day and in the wake of last week's U.S. Capitol siege. In Washington, D.C., National Guard members and local and federal authorities in lockstep to protect the nation's capital ahead of the inauguration. Core areas of the National Mall already closed.
The National Park Service writing areas near the U.S. Navy Memorial and John Marshall Park have been designated as demonstration areas for those holding permits. Demonstrations will be limited in number and participants will be screened prior to entry and escorted to their permitted location in addition to other safety-related requirements. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Washington.
They'll be met by an unprecedented show of force, 25,000 National Guard members helping protect against the domestic threats. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
People forget that these are citizen soldiers. They were called up from their home to come in and protect the Capitol. But these are troops that are not trained very consistently in law enforcement. These are people who help in humanitarian situations generally. Even on January 6th, the National Guard was helping the police at traffic stops.
President-elect Joe Biden today remaining focused on battling the pandemic, getting shots into the arms of Americans.
Joe Biden saying his administration will take the guesswork out of the where and when of vaccines.
They couldn't tell you who exactly is getting vaccinated. What they do know is there are tens of millions of doses of vaccine sitting unused in freezers around the country.
President-elect Biden asking Congress for billions more for mobile vaccination clinics, and he'll use the Defense Production Act to kick Operation Warp Speed into overdrive. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The National Rifle Association filing for bankruptcy today in an effort to restructure in Texas as a nonprofit after facing lawsuits in New York. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
Good afternoon. KOMO News Time 202. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. The biggest county in the Puget Sound region has seen a large and steady increase in new COVID cases. KOMO's Ryan Harris says health leaders are worried about what new variants would do to the numbers.
King County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says holiday travel and gatherings and essential workplaces are among the causes of what he says has been a 30% increase in cases since December 27th, and he says he can't predict when it will level off, especially since he expects the more transmissible virus strains to arrive here soon.
Adding strains that spread more readily to our outbreak will be like throwing gasoline on a COVID-19 wildfire. Unless we take strong actions to stop it, more transmissible strains will lead to rapid, potentially explosive increases in cases.
Duchin says there are labs testing to find the new strains. Meanwhile, he says vaccines aren't arriving as promised, and they're not sure when the supply will be more reliable, but that so far they've administered more than 60% of the doses they've received. Ryan Harris, KOMO News.
States began preparing earlier this week for extra shipments of COVID vaccine because the Secretary of Health and Human Services promised to release all the doses that they were holding in reserve. KOMO's Charlie Harger tells us that, as it turns out, there were no doses in reserve.
Secretary Alex Azar earlier this week.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
The Washington Post reports now there was no physical reserve. So all the state health departments around the country that have been planning for expanded vaccinations now have no extra vaccine to give out. In a tweet, the Washington State Health Department says they understand why people may feel the situation is confusing and frustrating. Oregon Governor Kate Brown calls it a deception on a national scale. Charlie Harger, KOMO News.
And all of Washington State is going to stay in phase one of the governor's new recovery plan, at least for now. In order to move to phase two, a region has to see a decreasing trend of 10% or more in COVID cases per 100,000 people over a two-week span. New hospitalizations also have to decline by 10% over that span, while intensive care units have to have a less than 90% occupancy rate. COVID-19 test positivity rate must also fall below 10%. All regions will continue under phase one until at least January 25th. Coming up.
The state Supreme Court says the sheriff in Benton County may have committed a felony. I'm Carlene Johnson with details.
But first at 204, a couple traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Evan Smith.
A new accident in the Shelton area, northbound Highway 3 just north of North Front Street, blocking the northbound lanes. In Renton, an accident's off to the shoulder on northbound 405 at Highway 900, but still have heavy slowing to the Talbot Road exit. In South Center, northbound 405 at West Valley Highway, stalled vehicle still partially blocking that on-ramp. A disabled vehicle on southbound 5 at 200th and SeaTac is blocking the right lane. They're slowing back to 405 from that one. And heavy slowing still as recovered from an early accident on eastbound 512 in Puyallup, still seeing hesitation between the South Hill area over to East Pioneer. Our next report is at 214. I'm Evan Smith, Como Traffic.
Our Como forecast now, and we get that from meteorologist Kristen Clark.
After a quick hitting light rain this morning, most areas are experiencing a dry afternoon, but the exception will be Central Sound. Locations from Brennan, Hood Canal, east into Seattle, south into Tacoma may make out with pockets of very light drizzle throughout the course of the afternoon. These showers should wrap up by evening, revealing partly cloudy conditions overnight and pockets of fog early Saturday morning. Then we'll see a gradual increase in the clouds tomorrow afternoon out ahead of another light rain Saturday night that should wrap up early Sunday for a period of afternoon sun to finish the weekend. In the Como Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
Plenty of sunshine all around Puget Sound right now, and here in Seattle we have clear skies, 53 degrees at Como News. It's 206. A suspect is in custody after an incident in Lakewood during which an officer fired their gun. We're told it happened this morning on Lincoln Avenue Southwest. The officer fired a single shot, nobody injured, and a suspect is in custody. Plenty of public testimony on both sides of a police reform bill in Olympia today. House Bill 1082 would allow the Criminal Justice Training Commission to decertify an officer if found by a court to have engaged in use of force that resulted in death. Fred Thomas says his son was shot by police in 2013, and this bill will not bring him back.
It would have brought accountability to the officers directly involved in what the Supreme Court found to be an egregious and unnecessary murder.
James Shrimpshire is with the Fraternal Order of Police. He opposes the bill.
We think it oversteps the due process of each individual officer, rank and file officer.
Lawmakers say that they're still refining the bill. The Washington State Supreme Court says Benton County Sheriff Jerry Hatcher may have committed a felony when he backdated an official document on an internal review of his actions. The court already allowed a recall effort to move forward, but yesterday released a lengthy rebuke of the sheriff's actions.
The initial report back in November from the state's high court stated the recall effort against Sheriff Jerry Hatcher could go forward. Now in this 47-page expanded opinion, the court said all eight charges alleged against him were legally and factually sufficient, including tampering with physical evidence and intimidating witnesses. The officers' union has voted no confidence in their sheriff. Alan Harvey is the attorney representing Deputy Jason Erickson, who brought the recall effort. He says the department is united despite the strain of this awkward time.
Through their unity, through the sense of purpose, that they're doing the right thing for the right reason, that they have maintained their professional integrity. And they have gone to work every day, and they're still doing their job.
Sheriff Hatcher denies any wrongdoing, and no criminal charges have been filed against him. Those behind the recall effort have until May to gather signatures. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Parler, the social media company favored by the extreme far right, is asking a federal judge in Seattle for an emergency order to force Amazon to restore the site so its powerful cloud servers can once again bring that access to their users. The update from Como's Corwin Hake.
At a Thursday hearing, U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein said she will make a ruling as soon as possible on whether Amazon Web Services will have to at least temporarily restore Parler to its servers. Amazon banned Parler, effectively shutting it down in response to allegations Parler members used the site to organize last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Amazon is the largest cloud storage vendor in the world.
Parler chief executive John Mates told Fox Business,
they gave us basically, they said, you have 24 hours to find new servers.
The Seattle Times reports an Amazon attorney defended the decision, telling Judge Rothstein, "The events of January 6th changed the way we think about the world." Rothstein says she will at least consider a preliminary injunction prohibiting Amazon from continuing to deny service to Parler. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Are you turning to the internet to make some extra money during the pandemic? Como's Manufacturer with a warning about what to do and not do if you're selling things online.
The Better Business Bureau reports a number of what they call overpayment scams. The buyer will claim they want to cover shipping or other fees because you've been such a great seller.
Once you've been overpaid, though, the scammer is going to ask for their money, ask for their funds back. They'll return your money, or you'll return their money, but afterward, you'll find that that initial payment was truly false. So the buyer's online payment is going to be denied.
Then you're out the money and your item. Ben Spradling with the BBB has some simple advice.
Don't ship an item before you receive a payment. If you ship before they pay, you will have no way to get your item back.
And if you do fall for a scam, connect directly with the platform you use to let them know what happened. Manda Factor, Como News.
Como News Time, 210. Time for an update on sports. From the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, hot stove signings for the Mariners. Here's Bill Schwartz.
J.P. Crawford, Tom Murphy, and Rafael Montero all signed contracts with the M's for the 2021 season. Crawford won a Gold Glove playing shortstop. Murphy missed the whole 2020 campaign with a foot fracture, and Montero was just acquired from the Texas Rangers. Former L.A. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn emerges as a possible offensive coordinator candidate for the Seahawks. Seattle this week dismissed Brian Schottenheimer, and quarterback Russell Wilson will offer input on the next O.C.
Pretty big decision, you know, to change at this point in my career. But I think also, too, is that I think to make sure that's the right change and making sure that we find the right person.
Two NFL division playoff games on tap tomorrow in chilly conditions. L.A. Rams at Green Bay, Buffalo hosts Baltimore. Numerous sources indicate the Seattle Sounders are in discussions with Swansea City Football about a loan of forward Jordan Morris. The U.S. national teamer and Mercer Island native said he's open to a deal, even though he has grown playing for the Seattle Sounders FC. College basketball night on Seattle's Capitol Hill. The 7-4 Seattle U Redhawks host Utah Valley. Sports at 10:40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz, Como News.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan last night. More from ABC's Mary Bruce.
Calling for an additional $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans, on top of the $600 checks most just received, plus $130 billion to help schools reopen safely, and $160 billion to build a national vaccine program and boost testing.
I know what I just described has not come cheaply. But failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Biden slamming the vaccine rollout so far, calling it a dismal failure, and promising change when he takes the oath of office in just 5 days.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms.
Biden is eager to get to work, but President Trump's Senate trial is likely to overshadow his early agenda. The president-elect is now calling on Congress to do both, deliver Americans badly needed relief, while also weighing Trump's conviction, with a trial expected to get underway as soon as Inauguration Day.
I look forward to working with members of Congress of both parties to move quickly to get the American Rescue Plan to the American people.
Now, Biden, of course, campaigned as a bipartisan deal maker, but getting Republicans to buy into this with this sky-high price tag is going to be a challenge. Biden argues while it won't come cheap, he says this is about morality, not money.
ABC's Mary Bruce. China urging its people to avoid travel for the upcoming Chinese New Year. Correspondent Bill Zimfer tells us more.
Traditionally, it's a time of travel for the Chinese, with hundreds of millions of people hitting the road for the Chinese New Year holiday in February. Now, Chinese officials are urging residents not to travel for the holiday, with some local governments and factories offering incentives to stay home. The holiday comes at a time when China is now reporting the largest daily increase in COVID-19 cases since last spring. I'm Bill Zimfer.
A new COVID variant of concern and another travel ban as the UK closes incoming flights over worries about the Brazilian mutation.
Flights coming into Britain from over a dozen countries have now been banned. UK Transportation Secretary Grant Shapps on the newly discovered variant.
This one shows it's significantly enough of interest to us just to take this precautionary approach of stopping all those flights from Brazil and South America.
Shapps says, based on initial examination, scientists here think the current vaccines will work on the new variant. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Como News Time, 2:14. Time for a traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Evan. Well, we may need to try and connect with Evan here in just a moment, because I think, Evan, the problem was I'm a big dummy that pressed the wrong button. So, let's try this. Evan, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, remote studio problems all over the place. But hey, here we go.
Let's try one more time. In Shelton, Highway 3 is now fully blocked in both directions between East Beale Road and North Front Street due to a collision. And Renton Exton has been cleared to the left shoulder northbound 405 at Highway 900. Still heavy slowing back to Talbot Road. In South Center, ramp restrictions remain. A stalled vehicle blocking the on-ramp from West Valley Highway to northbound 405. And a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane still on southbound 5 at 200th, slowing back to just before the 405-518 interchange from there. Our next report is at 2:24. I'm Evan Smith, Como Traffic.
And our Como forecast now. And the weather is going to stay pretty sunny for the most part over the next couple of days. We're going to see a little bit of rain, though, likely tomorrow night and into the following morning on Sunday. Other than that, pretty okay. Middle of January, low 50s with a good amount of sunshine. Right now in Seattle, 52 and sunny at Como News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now the headlines we're following from the Como 24/7 News Center. The CDC believes the more infectious UK COVID-19 variant will likely become the dominant strain across this nation by March. The number of cases confirmed in America still only in the double digits, but the actual number is believed to be exponentially higher than that. And all 50 state capitals bracing for possible armed demonstrations after last week's Capitol siege. Many state leaders, like the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, have their National Guard troops ready to be deployed. In Washington State, we know that the Capitol is being guarded not only by the Washington State Patrol, but also the Washington National Guard. One of the nagging questions after the attack on the U.S. Capitol building is this: how much of the country supports the people who carried out the attack? A new Washington Post ABC News poll finds that the vast majority of Americans actually oppose the actions of the rioters. Washington Post polling director Scott Clement spoke about it with Tom Hutler.
How stark is the split, and how many Americans actually do side with the rioters?
Our poll asked people if they support the actions of those who stormed the U.S. Capitol and found 8% saying they support them and 89% oppose them, including that latter number includes 80% who said they oppose the rioters, those of the storming the Capitol strongly. And this opinion crosses party lines. 98% of Democrats, 80% of Republicans, 89% of independents. It was just really a whole scale rejection of the actions of those who came into the Capitol on January 6th.
I would imagine it would follow then that there's a pretty strong push for criminally charging those people who were involved.
You know, we didn't ask specifically about that in the poll, but we heard that in follow-up interviews from Democrats and Republicans, particularly even from Republicans and Trump supporters who wanted to distinguish between the actions of those who went into the Capitol and the others who support Trump, saying that those who went into the Capitol should be charged for committing whatever crimes they did.
How do they feel in your poll about charging the president himself?
Well, we found that's a very different issue, and the public is much less united on that. Mm-hmm. Unsurprisingly, 54% said Trump should be charged because he encouraged supporters to march in the U.S. Capitol. 43% said he should not be charged. Those attitudes are also pretty similar to views on whether Congress should impeach and remove him from office and prevent him from holding office again. 56% support that.
According to your poll, did the attack weaken our confidence in the stability of American democracy?
51% said that they're less confident in the stability of democracy. So there are signs that this weakened things. Certainly, in follow-up interviews, respondents were shaken. They were really surprised by the events, even maybe if they weren't surprised by some of the rhetoric surrounding them. So people are shaken by it. And it's also shaken Trump's ratings. It takes quite a lot to shake his approval ratings, but he does appear to have taken a hit.
What does the country view about his behavior after this incident?
Well, overall, his baseline approval rating has declined to 38% from 44% in a couple surveys that we conducted in the fall. You know, as far as the broader picture of his post-election action, 66% say he's acted irresponsibly. That's not far from the percentage who believe that who disbelieve, 62% who don't believe there's solid evidence for widespread voter fraud, which Trump has claimed.
Scott, always great to hear from you, and your polling is a great help to a lot of us. Washington Post ABC News poll, and that is polling director Scott Clement from The Washington Post.
That's Como's Tom Hutler. Federal officials say QAnon extremist groups view the breach of the Capitol last week as a success.
In a bulletin written by the National Counterterrorism Center and the Justice and Homeland Security Departments, federal officials said that extremist groups have been galvanized by the death of a QAnon follower shot by police as she tried to enter the heavily protected speaker's lobby as an act of martyrdom. The bulletin specifically warned about extremists who adhere to QAnon conspiracy theories, saying they're aiming to trigger a race war and they may exploit the aftermath of the Capitol breach by conducting attacks to destabilize and force a climactic conflict in the United States. And as the threats rise, the number of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. may ultimately stretch beyond 20,000. I'm Mike Bauer.
Como News Time, 220. Time for our Propel Insurance Business Update. Here's Jim Chesko.
Stocks closed out the week on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 177 points today. The S&P 500 slipped 27. And the NASDAQ Composite lost 114. Those indexes all finished in the red for the week, too. Shares in ExxonMobil today dropped 4.8%. The Wall Street Journal reported that the SEC launched an investigation into the energy giant after an employee filed a whistleblower complaint last fall, alleging the company overstated the value of a key Permian Basin asset. U.S. crude oil prices tumbled today. February crude sliding 2.3% to settle at $52.36 a barrel. That's your money now.
Money news at 20 and 50 past the hour. And coming up on Como,
I'm Corwin Hake, urging you to buy some music and help an ailing Seattle icon.
Pandemic to protests, Wall Street to the White House. The news never stops. For continuing coverage, stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and streaming live on your smart speaker. Como News.